You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday to you. We want to finish this teaching strong this week. We've been comparing a fruitful life and a fruitless life. At any time, if you miss any of the Make Your Day Count programs or you want to share them with people who are outside of the listening area, you could go to the WMIE 91.5 FM website, and all the programs are archived there. Programs dating back to 2019 when we first came on the air for Make Your Day Count. So those programs are archived. You can send them to family and friends outside of the immediate listening area as a text link or email link or through social media accounts. The link is there and the programs are archived, not just Make Your Day Count, but the other broadcasts that come through WMIE. They also have their own archives there to be able to spread the message of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we want to continually be hearing words of faith as they're spoken and released so that we're able to build and grow in our understanding and our doing of the principles of God.
Yes, you do it. Mm-hmm. Not only hear it, but you what?
Do it.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Because faith comes by hearing what? The Word. Mm-hmm. And now you hear the Word, it becomes a part of you when you do it. Now, let me say that again. When we hear the Word of God, when it becomes a part of you is when you do it. When it becomes a part of you is when you are doing it. Blessed are those who hear the Word and do it. Blessed are those who can hear my Word, Jesus says, and then go out and do it. And then James says, remember what my brother says, that you are not to be a forgetful hearer, but you must become a what? A doer of the Word. How many of us, we hear it and we forget it? We forget. We forget what we hear. And that's why I encourage every Celebration Tabernacle worshiper to bring your notebook, because it's very important, and write the things down. And then don't close the book now after you leave church, but go home and study it. Because you're going to forget everything that I hear if you're not writing it down. Mm-hmm. But when you write it down, it's going to be there. Now it's there. Now study it. And when you study it, let it become a part of your life. Mm-hmm. And when it becomes part of your life, is actually you are doing it. Guys, you know, when we went to school, right? When we started out, we had to learn what? The alphabet, right? We all remember. Mm-hmm. That was the basic, man. We mm-hmm. got to learn the alphabet. And our teacher was skillful. Mm-hmm. So they let us recite it. And there weren't confident. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to keep reciting it. So they make it into a song. They make it into a song. Mm-hmm. And so now we sing it. And all of a sudden, you'll be walking and singing the thing. And by that, you now know it. Mm-hmm. You, we becomes it. We become the alphabet. And that's why we can read. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot read without knowing the alphabet.
Yeah, there's it's no the foundation.
Way. Yeah, that's right. Come on now. You can figure it from there.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to be able to read if you don't know that mm-hmm. alphabet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like faith is, it's a language as well.
Yeah.
You know, we have different, we have language by where we live, our origin and such. But there's also the language of heaven, which
yeah.
is faith.
Yeah.
In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. Which we preach.
Yeah.
So the word of faith is its own language. It speaks differently than the circumstances. It speaks differently than popular opinion.
It is, yeah.
The word of faith has its own language. So when the adversity or the arrow comes, we're able to pull a word of faith that's rooted, that's found in the word, in the Bible. And we're able to come against what is trying to come against us with the word. And then again in Romans chapter 10 in verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then as Pastor was talking about notes and really getting it embedded, because verse 18 says, but I say, have they not heard? Then it says, yes, indeed.
Yes.
So it's a question mark. It says, but I say, have they
not heard?
Like, maybe they just didn't hear. Because if they heard the word of faith, then they would respond differently, wouldn't they? But then it says, yes, indeed,
they did hear. Yeah.
Their sound has gone out to all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. So they did hear.
Yes.
But for some reason, there wasn't a response. Because we become forgetful hearers or we're not taking the time to build in the understanding of the word. So just like we build an understanding of any topic, we have to spend time immersed in that topic and in that language. So we just established that faith is its own language. What does faith come from? It comes from the word of God. Faith is a living force, is drawn from the word of God, and it produces living proof in the earth. So that's the definition of faith. So when we have faith, okay, it's rooted in the word. Okay, so if I want to have understanding now, and I'm not, it has to be rooted in the word. So I need to have support of the word, right? We need to have evidence, need to have a witness of the word. Think about in court. If one person just says it and there nobody else has that same testimony, you'll probably get off. But if multiple people are saying the same thing,
you're not getting
then
off.
There's strength. Yeah, there's strength in that testimony. So when we're able to go into the word of God, you know, and we're able to locate different pieces of evidence, different pieces of support, so that we can continually meditate on that concept, on that principle, on that solution that we're looking for in the word, then we're strong when something comes against us. Then we're strong when it comes time to implement the word, to be able to do it. The more understanding that we gain in the classroom of life, in the school academics, the more understanding that we gain, the more practice that we have in the classroom, the better positioned we are then to be able to do the assignments outside of class. Because we know that sometimes we sit in class all day, or our children sit in class all day, and then they come home with their homework and they look like they picked it up from somebody that they were walking by on the way home, and it wasn't them that was in the class, right? You're trying to help your kid with the homework and you're asking them, well, what did your teacher say?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know, you know, well, weren't you there all day?
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes frustrating as a parent, you know, trying to do the help with homework and such with your children. And how much more now God, where he has laid all the framework for us, he has given us the helper, the tutor, the teacher of the Holy Spirit to continually be with us. But we also have to be willing to put in the work, to put in the consecrated time to be able to expound on the principles of God. You know, it's amazing how much we could learn about a topic that we're not even interested in as we're scrolling through social media, right?
You
scroll through social media, you're learning about a whole bunch of stuff that's not going to be any benefit for you. You just see that people are posting similar things. You start looking, you go down the rabbit trail, and you gain all this knowledge about nothing. That can't do anything. It's not edifying your life. It's not going to improve your future, but you just became a, you know, master class on it through social media. Now, how come the enemy will let us do that so easily, but then when it comes down to sitting or looking at our Bible, 5 minutes, you know, we're exhausted. 5 minutes, we're distracted. 5 minutes, we can't look at it another second, but we could spend 30, 40 minutes, an hour just scrolling vainly, right? Because the enemy knows that we get in this word, that there's power in this word. So he puts barricades around it and tries to keep us from really putting the time and the meditation on the word, because it is our power source.
I have one good thing at the middle of your talk, as you said about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
One bad thing on the internet lasts forever. One good thing lasts for a minute.
That's true.
Okay, just remember that.
Now, we had a saying when I worked, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. In other words, whoever makes more trouble, they're the ones you hear about. Yeah.
That was icing on the cake, Diane. Like we were all saying as we end this Friday, you know, you were talking about scrolling down. It comes one bad thing on the internet. Lasts forever, man. Hey, just keep going. You're not forgetting that. But one good thing, 1 minute. It only lasts for 1 minute. A good thing on the internet lasts for 1 minute.
Now, fruitless people are very comfortable with things that they like. You know, very comfortable. So it takes endurance. It takes intention to follow God.
So let's go out and be a fruitful Christian all of this week. Let's go out and bear fruit. Let's go out and demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
come on,
gentleness and self-control.
Let's go out and have somewhat self-control in our life. We learn a lot of truth. And so, man, this was an exciting week of teaching. Go ahead, Dad.
This Monday, the 24th at 4 p.m., we're going to be having a Thanksgiving giveaway at Celebration Tabernacle Church in partnership with Cricket Mobile. That's at 1046 Dixon Boulevard. So we're going to be having the giveaway at Celebration Tabernacle Church, which is located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. That's going to be Monday, November 24th, in the afternoon into the evening. Turkey vouchers and side items given away for Thanksgiving meals. Spread the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.